Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what is up? What's going on, everybody? Joe, Radio 690 ADV, 690ADV.com. How's everybody doing? I know it has been just a little bit trying to get anything done. If you haven't followed anything in the news, and it's kind of for us, and it's kind of a big deal for us in Texas because we're not used to this stuff. And I'm sure everybody, if you're listening and you live up north, Colorado, Montana, Chicago, New York, all those places, like, you guys are a bunch of wusses. But at the end of the day, I live in the South for a reason. So, excuse me, this heavy snow dump and temperatures, it's not our bag, man. This is not our thing here, man. And it really kind of cripples us. So for you guys, man, kudos. And you guys are a different creature and a different breed. Anyway, hey, the podcasting, our YouTube channel, all that stuff. If you guys have any desire to help out and sponsor our channel and our podcasting, if you're listening on Anchor, anchor.fm, if you want to check them out on the web, and if you're listening on Anchor FM, you can hit that little sponsorship and help us out that way. And if you're on YouTube or anything like that, you can use our affiliate links and stuff like that, especially our Amazon store, which is awesome. Anything that you buy, if you're going to buy stuff anyway, it's just a pass-through to help us out. And we just get a little snippet or a little bitty nugget on anything that you buy from our Amazon store, which is shop/690ADV. So anyway, on to the podcast. Cold weather. We did a segment on Tuesday about cold weather and being prepared. Well, that's kind of what this podcast is. We're going to talk about cold weather. Matter of fact, I'm out in the Moto 690 garage and I had to kick on the propane heater. It was about 30 degrees in here. And I tell you what, quite on the chilly side. And I don't mind cold weather, I'll be honest with you. But cold weather, man, this is kind of like that bone-chilling cold weather, and it just really kind of just gets right in there, and it won't let go, man. And it's like I got to really jack it up and all that stuff to get warm. But I've got it tolerable right now with the propane heater, and it's definitely helping out quite a bit. But the cold weather, that's really kind of and since we just, the whole country got blanketed right now, not just Texas, you know, a lot of people got hammered in the South. And if you live in the South, you get it, and chime in, man, if you can, if you could comment and let people know exactly that us Southern people, we're not set up for this stuff. But if you did and you were affected to it, but that's really kind of what it's all about. And I know we had a little bit of heads up, but the kicker is most people don't 100% pay attention, or they don't want to pay attention. They've got other things that are going on. But I'm not talking about your daily life. What I am talking about is adventure traveling. And if you're adventure traveling, guess what? The time that you're planning on leaving on your adventure trip or travels, that's when you really got to start digging in, especially 7 days before you go. What you need to do, or at least I would truly and honestly suggest for new adventure riders and new riders that want to get out and go really dig in and moto adventure ride, like truly adventure ride, with panniers, taking your tents, your sleeping bags, your mats, your tarps, all that stuff. You don't plan on roughing it in a motel room. You're truly going to get out in it. Those are the guys that, if you want to go down that road, if that's the guy that you want to be or the girl that you want to be, you need to truly make sure that you really kind of follow a few of these steps. And you don't have to do them in any shape or form, but you need to make sure that you handle a lot of these before you go on your trip, and not only before you go on your trip, while you're on your trip. Traveling, or when you're going to travel, if you've picked a date and you're trying to figure out where you're going to go, know a little bit about the area that you're traveling to. If you're traveling to, say, New Mexico, or let's say that maybe you're traveling to Colorado, Montana, California, Nevada, maybe you're doing an East Coast trip, Florida, West Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, you know, hitting the Smoky Mountains and some of that stuff that's over on the east. The month that you're going to go, make sure that you truly dig in to that area that you're going to. Check out climates for that time of the year and prepare the best you can for what you can get on the climate that is going to be for that time. And you can look that up on Google. It's not real hard to find. You know, you could just type in, you know, Colorado climates and temperatures, or, you know, Utah climates and temperatures per month, by the month, or whatever. Google's going to find it for you. And that's a great starting point to get yourself to where you're going to prepare your, not only your mindset, but your also sleeping abilities and the thing that you're going to need. And it really boils down to a lot of things. The type of tent you're going to take, to the sleeping mat you're going to take, to the sleeping bag you're going to take, to the riding gear that you're going to ride in. You don't want winter gear, or you don't want a heavy insulated riding jacket because you bought one because it's fantastic, and the temperatures for that month average are, you know, in the 60s and 70s. You're going to roast in that full riding suit or that riding jacket or pants. You're going to be basically pulling out all that stuff, you know, and trying to find a place to stuff it in your panniers or in a river bag or, you know, a tailbox or something. So my thing is to be the best prepared you can, to pack as little as possible, to have the best, lightest, and enjoyable motorcycle with all your gear that you possibly can have. Now, here's the deal. You're not always going to pick perfect. It's just not going to happen. But the better you dig in before you go, the better you'll be prepared and ready to take on or tackle that area when you decide that you're going to leave. So my thing is usually what I do, like I said, it's earlier in the podcast, probably a couple, 3 minutes back. I'm not going to make this a super long podcast, but my thing is about 7 to 10 days, I really start digging in. I go to the National Weather Service, which is weather.gov, G-O-V. Now, a lot of people will use the Weather Channel, or they'll use AccuWeather, or they'll use whatever app that they have. I just want to, you know, kind of fill in all the gaps when it comes to weather. Very good friend of mine, and I've known him for super long. I've known him for 20 years, and he's one of my best friends, and he's a storm chaser. And, you know, he likes to downplay a lot of what his skills are. This is not about storm chasing, but he's a storm chaser. He chases tornadoes, and he does radars, he does modeling, and does all that stuff. He is not a geologist, but I tell you what, he knows his business, and he knows what that stuff is. And the National Weather Service is the only thing that he'll use when it comes to forecasting for what the weather is going to be for the local area of where he wants to get his stuff. And he has taught me more than I would care to know. And I pick it up by just listening to him and his weather guys and buddies. And some of these guys are world-renowned chasers. But you can learn a lot. And the National Weather Service is the best place to go. And you really should have that saved on all of your smart devices, your laptops, your desktops, all that stuff. And when you go to weather.gov, you can just type in your zip code and boom, it will give you an accurate forecast. Now, the funny thing is if you go and type in your zip code and then go look at your local weather guy, this is going to be the difference of about 2 degrees from what your local guy does from the forecast that the National Weather Service gives you for your local area. And the reason being is because most of that forecasting and all that stuff is done from them, from the National Weather Service. It's actually a government-run system. I mean, that's just the way it is. They are pretty much the only company. They're not even a company. It's our government that has satellites that are up in space that can actually track and do all the satellite imagery, all that type of stuff. But anyway, I don't want to make this about that, but the National Weather Service, just use it. And use it while you're on your trip, because it's really going to be a super, super good friend to you when you're on your trip. If you could pull in a local store and say, what's the zip code where we're at? And if you've got some Wi-Fi or some internet, just type it in and you'll be like, oh man, they're going to say, you know, we're going to be camping like 30 miles from here. So we're going to be pretty close to here. I know it's 70 now, but guys, it's going to be 40 tonight. We might want to make sure we get a good fire going. And that way we can keep ourselves nice and warm when we get in and out of our tents. That's really what it's all about. Not only that, they can give you the extended forecast and all that type of stuff. So make sure that you're truly on top of just what's going on. Be prepared for what it is, because long story, I don't know if you follow the YouTube channel or our YouTube channel, that is youtube.com/690ADV. We talked about it, that storms can come up on you real quick. I'll give a little quick story. One of the coldest I've ever been in my entire life on a moto adventure. And it was me and five other guys. We were coming through Marshall Pass. Marshall Pass, if you want to look it up, you could go to Google Maps and type in Marshall Pass, Colorado. And you can kind of see where it's at. Well, it will dump out onto I think it's either Highway 50 or the 505. I can't remember. And there's a little store at the very end of Marshall Pass. As soon as you come out, there's a little kind of a get and grab where you can get a coffee, get gas, a snack, any of that type of stuff. You can get it right there at that little store. Well, Marshall Pass has two runs. It has a motorway for the cars, but it's also got a dirt run that you can do for Marshall Pass. And we always do the dirt run, which is kind of fun. It's really beautiful. The aspens, it's got twisties. It's really, really super cool. It's not too technical and hairy, so you can do them on big adventure bikes, no problem. I was on my GS800 at that time. I had heated grips. I mean, I was set up for the most part. Well, long story short, we pulled into that get and go, and we had had the weather report for the day, and it said that it was gonna get cold. There was a front coming through. Well, we figured by the time we got to the store, we would be good to go, and we would make it to Gunnison, Colorado, and time before it hits. About probably a 30-mile jaunt from there, 30-40-mile jaunt from there over to Gunnison on our way to Montrose. Well, as we basically pulled in, we were getting snacks, we were kind of joking, hanging out, because we had been riding all day. Well, we noticed that the wind was picking up. Things were flying around out the door, and we were like, I was like, man, the front's here. So we walked outside, and we noticed that the temperature was dropping. I mean, it was probably in the 60s, and it went from 60 to about 50 in a matter of no time. Well, we had some buddies that said, you know what, I'm going to try to get out in front of it and get over to Gunnison. Well, we had a few other buddies, me, a good friend of mine and another good friend of mine, that we stayed back and we decided to get snacks and go ahead and get some fuel in our bodies. That way, if we did kind of mildly get caught, that, you know, it would, we'd at least have some fuel in our body to try to keep, you know, keep our temperatures up. Well, long story short, we probably didn't stay an extra 15, 20 minutes from the time that they left. And we all packed up and all left about probably a few minutes apart. I left out and said, look, it's starting to really pick up. Temperatures are dropping. I'm going to go ahead and get over there. Well, needless to say, from the time that I left that get and go before I even got halfway to Gunnison, it went from about probably the mid to high 50s to where my BMW was blinking the freezing sign on the dash. So it was absolutely miserable with a crosswind that's coming through that pass right there. It was absolutely freezing. I had the heated grips on high. I had my inner layer. I had everything. I mean, I couldn't feel my ears. I mean, by the time I got to Gunnison, I was literally frozen to the Beamer, and it was super, super cold, and it could have been avoided if I would have just paid a little bit more attention. And some, I'm no better than a lot of people, but what I'm saying is you just got to make sure that you're paying attention to where you're at if you notice that things are coming up, because things can change in a hurry and it can change the outcome of your trip. It can either make it great or it can make it absolutely miserable. So paying attention, being prepared as best as possible is just a great habit to get into. And I usually do a pretty good job when we're on our moto trips, you know. When I'm with my buddies, they don't call me 690 or they don't call me Joe or anything like that. I mean, they call me Joe because I've known these guys for, you know, 30 plus years, almost 40 years. Everybody has their own nickname. Mine is called Doppler. And the reason they call me Doppler, because I'm the guy that pays attention to the weather and makes sure that when storms flare up and stuff, if I see them off on the horizon or anything like that, I'm always finding a good spot to pull over when I find internet. And I'm going and I'm checking out the radars. I'm checking all the stuff, because here's the deal. You know, you get all these guys that are on Facebook or Fakebook, you know, and they talk about how amazing and awesome they are and how great and skilled and stuff. Any guy that talks about how, you know, how knowledgeable he is and he has all these things and he presents himself in that fashion, he's the first guy that I get away from, because that guy doesn't know squat. Don't trust him. Guys that are really good at what they do, they don't talk about it. You're going to watch that guy, and you're going to know how good he is just by watching him. And then you will make the comment to him and say, dude, you can ride. Dude, you really know what you're doing. Dude, you're really fantastic at this or that. He doesn't talk about that type of stuff. But everybody's an expert on Facebook. But back to that point is that, you know, it just... be weary of a lot of things that you find out on Facebook or any of that type of stuff. You know, make sure that you are in the know for yourself and know where your positives and your negatives are for your riding and what you are capable of. So if you ride in a group, make sure you find out, if you've known these guys for a long time, you already kind of know what each person can or cannot do. But keep the skills that you have and contribute the best you can to your group and when you're out on your moto adventures. But note to self, be prepared, man. Be moto prepared. Don't be don't be a drag. Don't be that guy that doesn't have, you know, if you know that you're going in September and you're heading to Colorado, show up with a summer jacket on. If you're that guy, man, there's going to be a lot of guys that are unhappy with you. Make sure that you're prepared. You know, get the gear for what type of adventure riding and traveling that you want to do. And it's going to do a lot of things for you. It's mentally going to make you better. And B, It's the guys that you ride with are totally going to respect you because they know that you've done some research and you've dug in enough to know that you've done the best you could to prepare for the situation or any situation that arises. They will arise. There's no such thing as a perfect moto adventure. You know, you're always going to have obstacles. And if you don't have obstacles, then you're probably not adventure riding. There are just times that you're going to sit and you're going to have to figure things out. You're going to have to, you know, either A, get with, if it's just you and another buddy, figure out how to get through a pass, or maybe you got lost, or maybe you're turned around, or maybe you can't find a road that you're looking for, but you got to hit that road and you're low on gas. I mean, things are going to arise. Or maybe you get to camp and it's dark and you've never set up camp at night, you know, and you got to figure those things out. Or maybe it's going to get really super cold that night and you are nowhere close to anywhere of civilization on a moto adventure, and you got to figure out, it's not a life or death situation per se, but it kind of is a little bit. You just gotta, you gotta get your head wrapped around the situation and adapt and overcome. That's it. Make it happen. That's what I always say. It's not a question of if, it's how we win and how we succeed. Now, we're not going to win with flying colors more than likely, but the end all is that we win. That's it. We make sure that we can keep ourselves warm. So with the Marshall Pass story and things like that, it just goes to show you things can get up on you real quick. And I've had thunderstorms that have rolled up on us on moto adventures to where we're literally in blinding rain. You can't see anything. I've been in sandstorms or dust storms out in Arizona, and you can't see anything, and you can't see your buddy that's only about 25 feet in front of you with his hazard lights on. So I'm just saying, there are situations that happen and they'll come up on you quick, and sometimes you can be prepared for them and sometimes you can't. So the key is to do the best you can to be prepared and make sure that you've got as many bullets in your sidearm for the time that you're going, whenever you're going on your moto adventure. So anyway, preparation, mindset, adventure traveling. If you are getting into this, I hope that maybe this helps you out. And if you are a seasoned rider and you are one of those guys that really knows and you've got a buddy that's just getting into it, man, pass some of that knowledge off. Be that guy that's really that guy. I love helping people. I don't know everything, but I've got over 100 years of riding experience with all of my friends. And between all of us, we can usually overcome just about any situation that's out there, whether we're prepared or not prepared. We just find a way to make it happen. But we all try to prepare as much as possible so that whenever something arises, we don't have to sit there and you know, really just game plan and dig in too deep. We can usually say, okay, I've got this, or he's got that, or yada, yada, yada. And if you learn anything, don't ever panic. Never panic, okay? Always keep a clear mind and always be positive in any situation that you're in, because no matter what you got yourself into, you can always get yourself back out of it. So make sure that you plan a good mindset every time that you're out on a moto adventure. Positive thoughts, positive attitudes goes a long, long ways, not just for you, but for all your riding buddies and everyone else. Just keep a mindset that, you know what, no matter what is going on, it's all going to be okay. And if you have that mindset and you can really focus and get your mind wrapped around the situation, it will be. Trust me, I've been in some situations where it's been pretty hairy. And you know what? You just got to remember one thing. Don't be stupid. Take your time. It's not a race. Be smart. Get from point A to point B, and everything's going to be just fine. Anyway, hey, Joe, 690 ADV, Radio 690 ADV. Thanks for stopping in and thanks for listening to our podcast. And don't forget about our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690 ADV. And any gear, anything, please help the channel out. Just go buy a couple of things. Or if you're just, you don't even have to buy moto gear. You can just be buying, wanting to buy anything. Just click on our link to our shop. And then from there, you can shop through Amazon from that link. And we get, like I said, little bitty teeny nuggets. Amazon.com/shop/690ADV. And if you're listening on Anchor, this is our new home. We won't be leaving anytime soon. Anchor.fm. Download the app for your Android. Download the app for your iPhone or any of your smart devices and listen to the Radio 690V. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel from that so that you can get updates whenever our podcasts come out. And if you want a sponsor, man, do we really appreciate it. Just click that sponsorship button and man, it helps us out a ton. It helps pay for a lot of this stuff. You know what? Like I said, I'm Joe, Radio 690 ADV. Thanks so much. Be safe out there, man. We got snow everywhere around here. And I just want to make sure that everybody's prepared. I just want to make sure that you have the best time possible. If you're a new rider or an intermediate rider getting into this stuff, or maybe you're a Harley guy coming on over, listen to our stuff and you can hit me up at 690ADV@gmail.com and I will help you out best I can. Be safe, ride, and be prepared.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.